You need to reframe how you see and what you see, so that way you can see through God's lens. And when you see through God's lens, you're looking through the mind of Christ, which is a peace that transcends all understanding. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is peace, love, joy, goodness, kindness, faithfulness. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but peace and joy and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. So there's some things that you need to reframe. What do I mean by reframe? It means to frame or express words, a picture, a concept, an idea differently. It means to place a picture or a photograph in a new frame. So when you're looking at one picture and you take that same picture and you put it in a new frame, you start to see it differently. If you put it in a white frame, the colors of the picture might look different versus if it's in a black frame or a wooden frame. Okay, when you can see something differently, I work with the camera. Okay, when I can see and look at the same thing, but from a different angle, it may look better or it may look worse. So there's some things that we're looking or we're seeing every day or weekly or monthly or yearly that we need to reframe in our minds, so that way we can have the mind of Christ and have more peace, have more joy. What am I talking about? What are some examples of some things that you may need to reframe? And more obvious one may be your attitude toward Mondays, that you see Monday as the most catastrophic day of the week. You've already framed in your mind that it's going to be a horrible day. So now you're living your life through that frame, and it is so. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You may need to reframe how you see authority, because that spiritual authority over you is really there to love, to respect you, to guide you, to steward your soul in the fear of God, which is why they speak the words of truth to take you down that narrow path, because they truly love you. Or maybe there's some authority that you need to stop trusting so much because they're not actually for you. So there's different ways that we need to reframe. But in order to reframe and see through the lens of God, we need the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. You may need to reframe your work situation. Right? You live for that little time slot that you have in the morning, and you live for that little time slot that you have after work because of the way that you have framed work in your mind. What I like to say is, I'm not working, I'm resting. Today, I felt like I did so much, so many fastballs, so many things that I accomplished, but I had so much peace in my mind. I like to think about work as rest. I'm active, I'm thinking, but in my mind, I'm resting, because that is how I'm trying to frame it. Another thing you may need to reframe is how you see that person that wronged you. They did something horrible against you, and you need to reframe and see it differently. Remember what Jesus said when he was on the cross. He said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Jesus was able to receive understanding for their situation and their mind, which was ignorance. Jesus said, "They know not what they do." But imagine if Jesus saw them through an evil lens. Right? He would have saw their mistake. He would have saw their shame, all of their mess up, and he would have saw the blood that he was shedding on the cross. But instead, he reframed it with a way to understand, and he saw through the lens of the mercy and grace of God. The word says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You want to receive the mercy of God, which is the kindness, the loving kindness and the compassion of the Father. You must give that mercy unto others. Something you may need to reframe is how you see Jesus, right? This is a big one. The Word of God describes Jesus as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, right? You may need to reframe how you see God Almighty, because you see Him as a judge up in the sky who's trying to control and direct your every move. Control is witchcraft. Manipulation is witchcraft. God is a God of freedom. He gives you the plan. He points you in the right way, but He never forces you down that way. Now, you may be praying some bold, powerful prayers in the spirit, and God may be moving in a mighty way. He may be sending correction, refinement towards you because you're praying some prayers. God, purify my soul. God, if it's not from you, I don't want it. And all God is doing is He's answering your prayers. But I pray that you can see that in your situation. See God, how the Bible describes God, right? The more you can get in the Word and have the understanding of the Holy Spirit, the more you can see God for who He truly is, right? When we look at Jesus in Jesus's life, we can see who God is. Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to serve and give my life as a ransom for many. You may need to reframe what ministry is, because you have an idea in your mind that ministry is an event. It's an occasion. But ministry is truly a lifestyle. It's a way of life. Ministry is following Jesus, following in love in Jesus, and being led by the Holy Spirit through submitting to the will of the Holy Spirit on your life. My ministry is my breath, that even my breath would honor God when I breathe through a lens of thankfulness and appreciation and gratitude. I can bless the name of my God and my Father even through my breath. You may need to reframe your idea of living for the weekend, because when you just live for Saturday and Sunday, it puts you in a state of bondage from Monday to Friday. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You may need to reframe the way that you see that Bible verse. You know it's John 3:16, and you've read it so many times, and you can recite it frontwards and backwards, but when you can put on, look at the camera through a different lens, through a different angle, through a different aperture, through a different ISO, a different setting, you can reframe that in your mind. So ask God, God, how do you want me to see this? So you can see through the beauty of the lens of God. And there may be some other things where God's actually trying to show you that's wicked, that's selfish ambition, that's not of His will. And He wants you to see that evil the way that He sees that evil, because the world may have labeled it as something else, but He wants you to see that situation through His lens. And maybe He wants you to call it out in your family, in your work situation, right? That's evil. That's not right. That's not God's way. God, show me your way. Allow me to see through your lens. You may need to reframe what a blessing is. You think that a blessing is receiving a lot of money, which it is. Or sometimes maybe it's not, because even the devil took Jesus up on the mountain. He said that all you see with your eye, I will give all this to you if you just submit and bow down to me. But you may need to reframe what a blessing is, because that disaster in your life that happened, that catastrophe, which actually wasn't a disaster, it was God's protection. It was God's leading. It was God's direction, because you're living in righteousness. What is righteousness? It's right standing with God. As long as you walk in righteousness, righteousness only by the blood of Jesus. The only way that one can be made righteous is through the blood of Jesus, knowing that it's not of our own works, not of our own doing, but what he did for us. So we believe in that and we choose to repent, meaning we change our mind from the mind of this world to the mind of the things of God. You may need to reframe what the word of God is. Because you grew up in school and the word of God is now just a book and you don't like to read. I don't want to read tonight. It's a book. I read in school. I spent all day reading emails and text messages and writing reports. And now I don't want to read, because that's how you framed the word of God. But the word of God, it says it's living. It's breathing, it's active. The word of God, it can, you know, shift, not shift. The word of God is unchanging. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But when you see it through a different lens, when you see John 3:16 through a different lens, and that word, that verse that you've been meditating on, it starts to come alive in a different way because you chose to look at it from a different angle. You may need to reframe what it means to be at peace. You think peace has to do with your work situation or how many tasks you have to do. And that's why you don't have peace. But peace is just a frame of mind. You can live in the prison physically and have peace in the spirit, because peace comes from the mind. One thing that I had to reframe was making content. I used to think about making content and doing ministry as a job, as work. It's something that I'm you know, enslaved to. I have to do, but I'm starting to reframe that. I'm just having fun. I'm serving God's people, right? If sharing the word of God is just having fun and serving God's people, then I'm never going to get tired of having fun. I'm never going to get tired of having a good time with the Holy Spirit and sharing his word. So my friend, ask God what you need to reframe and see differently in your life, so that way you can see through God's lens and operate out of the mind of Christ, which is a mind of love, peace, and joy. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hitting the like button and supporting the ministry. And I'll see you in the next episode. Amen and amen.